Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Wait a minute. Come on, let me get this. Let's see if he's here. Hello?
I'm sorry about that.
Yes. Yes, this is okay. I'm sorry about that. My computer kind of went down. And okay, what I want to do is introduce you, and then I want you to tell us a little bit about your company and how you got started. Okay?
Sure, of course.
Okay, my guest today is Mitchell Levy, and he's known as the Aha Guy, and he's also a publisher, and what I want you to do first is tell us what books you have published and how you got into this.
So I've got four publishing companies. I've got a social media-enabled ebook platform, and what I like to do is really help thought leaders empower them to share their genius. And so it's really about you. It's about the person who needs to be recognized as the expert in their space. And with our platform, we've had 300 authors write their books in 8 hours or less. And so just go to ahathat.com and take a look. And we can talk about how to actually write your book in 8 hours. Or for those people who can't find 8 hours, we could talk about how we can interview you for two and then ghostwrite the book for you. So how did I get started? I've done lots of fun things in business. And what I always realize, it's sort of that Dale Carnegie approach. The more favors you can do for others, the better your life will be. And so when I started publishing back in 2005, we published over 800 books. I've written 58 myself. When we started publishing, my goal was always to make it easier for the author to write their book. And the message that really pervades today or comes out today is simply, it's important with all the megaphones, all the microphones, all the opportunities that people have to be able to share who they are. It's important that you share that you're the expert, but do it in such a way where you're also empowering your prospects, your customers to be successful, so that you're in communication with them, you're not sort of yelling at them. And so the goal was, well, how do you become an author and how do you do it quickly? And over time, I've just decreased the amount of time it takes to be able to pull that genius out of your head and to be able to make yourself an expert. And that's what we have with the Aha That platform. How was
okay,
that? Good intro?
Now, if you have someone who, say in my case, I've written a book, but I really don't have the money to publish it, how would you work with someone in that situation?
Well, the types of books we talk about are probably different than when you say I've written my book and I don't have the money to publish it. If you want to publish your book today, there's so many vehicles and avenues to do this. You can actually take your book and bring it to Amazon and put it on CrateSpace. You can bring it to, there's a company called Blurb. You could publish your own book. There's Smashwords is an online site you could publish. All of these are relatively inexpensive places to publish your book. So the thing that's interesting to me, let's define what a book is and to me why a book is important. Everyone has an interest in creating a book that, and many people have this this notion that once they write their content's so amazing that the world will just find it and they'll be the next J.K. Rowling. Well, you have a better chance of buying a lottery ticket and having that happen to you than to actually have that, you know, have your book automatically assume it works well. So assuming that that's what books are, then the question becomes, well, what book do you write? Well, the book that I think you should write is the book that helps you do something else. So if you have a product that's for sale or a service that's for sale, then the book you want to write is the book that's going to put you out there as the expert that immediately allows people to see you in that light. So at the very minimal price, we have, for those who are writing on Aha That, if you just created a social media-enabled ebook, that book we charge $450 for. And that's an important number. It's very inexpensive. It's just a social media-enabled ebook. For $950, you get to also have a PDF and a Kindle version. And so you get to see whether or not you can close business. And if you put a book out there and you start marketing it and you don't close any business, you got to ask yourself, well, did you really not sell books? Were you able to close business in the product or service you created? You have to ask yourself, are you doing the right thing? Are you in the right business? So I don't know if I answered your question. So ask it again if I didn't quite answer it appropriately.
Okay. I guess what I'm saying is, okay, you've got, and you were talking about J.K. Rowling and you got Stephen King. You got very few writers that have the talent to really write nonfiction and get it to where you've got people who really want to, you know, I mean, there's no set way of what makes one book sell over another book, you know? And
right.
How, you know, and almost every speaker, every HR trainer that's independent, whenever they market themselves, they need a book. And
yes. Yet
some of them don't know what they're doing. Like I've been doing my radio show for 10 years, and I knew someone that says, well, I'm good at communication, but I have no idea how to do a radio show on communication. So how would you work with someone who needed a book but just didn't know how to put it together to help them put their book together?
Oh, thank you. Perfect question. So we actually, we've made that easy. So that's why it's a great question. Even if we didn't make it easy, it's a good question because I understand it and I can respond to it appropriately. We have a three-step process for writing a book. And so for those that are interested, and by the way, whether or not you publish with us at Aha That, these three steps will be valuable for you. So do you mind, can I talk about the three steps? Do you mind if I go into
Sure.
a little more detail?
Sure.
So for those that are interested, go to ahathat.com, ahathat.com/author. And our three steps are there. So step one of the book, it's a Word document. It's got four questions, your name, your bio, the title of the book, a one-paragraph summary. Question number one is the most important question, so we made it question number one. So let me tell you how it reads, and then I'm going to tell you what it actually says. So how it reads is, who is the reader and what are their expectations? Now, what it really says is, who is your prospect and what are their pain points? Because what's interesting to me is, when you have people who want to hire you, say you're HR, you're doing HR for a company, organizational development, creating corporate culture, whatever that is. If you want people to hire you, what might they do if they haven't heard of you before and they don't know who to go after? They're going to go to Google and they're going to type in, okay, how do I bring better culture to my company? Or how do I hire the right employees? Well, if you have a book that actually has a title that incorporates the pain point, i.e. the question that person is going to be asking in Google, well, that's a really powerful way to actually go ahead and actually market yourself. So that's really step number one is a Word document. Just fill that out. Now, whether or not, like I said, whether or not you publish with Aha That or not, that's important content for you to do. It's really your project plan for what your book is. You're talking about the level and type of content you should write to try to attract the customers that you should go after. All right, so step number two, and this is at ahathat.com/author. We call an AHA book. An AHA book has 140 bite-sized quotes. The reason I say it and I've done it this way is this is kind of how the world wants to process information today. We process content in small sound bites. As a matter of fact, I'll give you what an AHA message is, and I'll give you one of my favorite, and that is, we live in a 7-second soundbite economy. Make it count. So if you could actually write 140 7-second soundbites, all you need is one, two, or three of them to capture somebody's attention. If you actually had a book that somebody reads and sees all 140, they absolutely see you as the expert. You don't need that many. You only need a handful. And because they are these sound bites in the AHA That platform, they are easily shared on social media. So on step number two, I've curated over 70,000 AHA messages, so I ended up writing a cheat sheet, which is best practices of writing an AHA message. So whether or not you, like I said, you publish with us or not, you can go to step two and download the single sheet of paper. And it will give you best practices on how to write a Twitter message or a Facebook message, how to write content that is accessible by those that are following you or will soon be following you. And then step number three is an Excel document. And that's where you actually put in your content. And so it's 140 bite-sized quotes. And what I'll offer to your audience is if you're not sure you're on the right path, what I'd recommend is go to the page, ahathat.com/author, fill out step number one, read step number two. Step number one take you about an hour. Step number two take about 5 minutes to read. And then fill out, let's say, 10 AHA messages. And then what you could do is you could submit it to the email that's on that address and say, hey, listen, I heard Mitchell on this radio show, and I'm interested in him giving me feedback on what I've done so far. And here is where I truly will be honest, frank, transparent. I live my life out loud. And so I'll let you know what I think and give you direction. You know, my goal is to help, you know, you, the author, be successful in your business. And books are one way to do that. Books are not the end result. Books are just a tool to either open a door or help close business for you. And so what I'll do is I'll give my feedback based on what I see. And I think that's probably, you know, we've really simplified the process of writing to three basic steps. And I'm happy to help somebody if they need a little bit of help.
Okay. So, and when you're talking about your think AHA, how did you and what it means, explain that a little bit.
Well, I've got a couple of different websites. So as somebody who's a service provider and also our product company, the AHA That website is our social media enabled ebook platform. I've got the Mitchell Levy website, also known as the ahaguy.com website, which is my speaking website. And what you're referring to is the website called Think AHA, and that's thinkaha.com. And that website is the website that I use primarily for consulting, but it also has the publishing company for AHA That. So when we publish out of ahathat.com, we publish onto the Think AHA site. One of the things that Think AHA does have that's worth looking at is a lot of people are curious about thought leadership and how to be a thought leader, or what is a thought leader and what do I need to do to make that happen. And so if you go to thinkaha.com, we have a tab on that site for thought leadership. And that tab, I have a 2x2 of defining what thought leadership is, and I've got a couple videos and some more information. And so thought leadership is really audience, 2x2 is audience by content. So it's really having the right amount of content for the right audience. And so the thing that's interesting is if you can provide the right audience with the right content,
you can be a thought leader or a recognized expert in the area that you work, and that's important. You don't need to be a thought leader to the world if that's not where your marketplace is. You just need to be a thought leader or a recognized expert to those people who could hire you.
And one of the pieces of thought leadership that I often tell people is that 80% of the content that you share as an expert, as a thought leader, should be somebody else's. So that's one of the tricks that I'd like to say is, given that I've known that and recognizing the importance of that, if you go to ahathat.com, there are 41,000 quotes, aha messages from thought leaders from around the world, from folks like you, that you can actually share today for free. So the Aha That platform, as a sharing vehicle, sharing other people's content, it's free to use, free to share. So go to ahathat.com and you can find 41,000 quotes that you can now share on social media. And the really cool part is that what we've done is something new in the industry. And that is, we have set it up so that every aha message gives attribution for the content back to the author. So here's the cool part. You go out and you find content you like. You share it with your community. Well, you benefit because you got content to share that you didn't have to originate. Your audience benefits because there's good, compelling content they're receiving. And the actual author who wrote the content benefits because you're sharing their content and they're getting attribution for what you're sharing. So it's one of those triple win situations. And so you can get that at ahathat.com.
Okay. Now, I want to talk a little bit about how when someone has a book and they need to promote it, how would you help them or suggest ways that they can promote it online?
So we have one of the things that we have, and I think this is actually part of the page. If you go to ahathat.com/author, where our three-step authoring process is, I'm pretty sure on that page we also have a single-page PDF on how to market your book. And so it's the type of ideas and thoughts that are appropriate for making your book get out there further. The short answer, it should be everywhere. We've published over 800 books, and one of the problems that I see are the authors that think that their content is so good that the book will sell itself. Well, maybe sometime in the world that might have been the case, but that's certainly not the case today. So what do you need to do if you write a book? Well, you need to talk about it, and you need to speak on it, you need to write about it, you need to tell people about it. And every author, if you have a physical book, every event you go to, you need to have your book with you, and you need to give it and sign it to the appropriate mover shaker at the meeting, whatever meeting you go to. The thing that's interesting is your book is your business card, and it's the business card that's so significantly greater than any other card that you have. And so if you're selling yourself, your consulting services, your speaking services, your products, whatever it is, the best thing you could do is not try to hope that you're going to sell a bunch of books and make money on book sales. What you want to do is your book is your marketing vehicle that you're handing out to whoever is appropriate, and you're making money on the incremental, on the incidental things that you do, not on book sales. I mean, think about closing one client. How many book sales would you have to make to close one client? Spend your energy on making your business successful, and you just happen to have a credibility card. You have that card called a book that you now need to use. So is your LinkedIn profile updated? Are you writing articles on LinkedIn Pulse that have content from your book? Is your Facebook updated? Are you doing Facebook Live with content from your book? One of the things I have is the book that I wrote called Hey, Did You Aha That? I'm doing a Facebook Live. I try to do it daily, but it's hard to do things every day. I'm doing a Facebook Live reading an aha message every day and then talking about what it means today versus what it meant when I wrote about it 8 months ago. And so are you, let's see, where else? Do you have images that you're posting on Instagram? Are you doing things on Twitter and having content automatically shared on social media? Are all your profiles updated appropriately? So basically what it comes down to is, if you have a book, are you telling people about it and making it easy for other people to consume?
Okay, now, we've been talking about social media and promoting their book. If someone has a book to promote and they have a message to give, and they've been doing a lot of free engagements for speaking, what are some ways that they can get into the paid speaking market with their book?
So everything in life is about supply and demand. So if they're talking about a subject that many other people are talking about, then and there are a lot of competition out there that can provide that same content, that same service for free, it's kind of hard to get paid. Now, what people need to do then is figure out, how do they make themselves a brand that people want to hear? Now, on the other hand, if they're talking about a topic that is not one that everyone knows about, there's not as much competition in the marketplace, then becoming a paid speaker basically means that you have content you're willing to share and people are willing to pay for it. And there are, man, there is so many techniques of how to go about being paid speakers. We actually have books on our platform on how to go about booking yourself as a speaker. And it's absolutely worth looking at and reading. And I think what happens over time, I like the freebie paid. The issue is, if you're doing freebie speaking engagements, the question becomes is, how are you elevating that to something else? So how are you taking your freebie speeches and monetizing that? And so, once again, if you're thinking that your monetization strategy is selling books at the back of the room, that's not the right monetization strategy today. But if you're thinking that if you're in front of an audience and you engage that audience and they like you, and then you sell maybe a mastermind on the back of the room or a done-for-you service in the back of the room, how many of those do you need to sell to pay for this that individual speaking engagement? Not too many. So the movement is where we're moving is that there are many more people who are bright and capable and smart, and the paid for speaking services is an industry that's slowly dissipating. It won't go to zero, because just like anything else, it's the type of thing that won't go to zero. There just happens to be a lot more people out there who are making a profession of speaking and speaking well. And so what you need to figure out is, when in terms of getting paid, there are so many different ways to get paid. One of the best ways to get paid is take a small honorarium for your speaking, but then also encourage someone to buy books, or maybe as part of the honorarium, you're giving away books. The cool part about that, or making a small investment in books that they then can resell in the back of the room, is the organization you're with now has a set number of books that they're either selling at the back of the room or selling at some other point in time and giving away. And so you can get paid that way. And then inside the book, there should be a call to action to hire you to do something else. Was that helpful?
Yes. Another thing is, today, you almost have to take one product and multi-purpose it into various different ways. How would you suggest to them, if they had a book and they had gotten it published, how they could take that book and multi-purpose it into an ebook, a seminar, other sources where they're actually, if they've got a message to give or a training to do, how to multi-purpose that message from the book into other products?
So when you started that sentence, did you say today people are doing that, or did you say today people have to do that?
It is almost that you have to do that in so many
ways.
It is
absolutely. Yeah, I agree. It is. It's kind of. I don't know if I. If it's. I'm not going to say it's funny. It's just the way we need to live and work in today's world is significantly different than those that, you know, are in your 40s or above, those that worked when they were growing up. This is different. And so your book is just one small piece of the assets you have. And just be clear, you are not going to be making a living from your book sales. There's a very small number of people that will make a living from their book sales. Now, we've published 800 books. We rewrite some nice royalty checks. What I see, though, is the money that my authors are making, they're making it from the fact that their books are in the marketplace, and which means that they have more speaking, more consulting, more product sales, more masterminds, right? So where you're making your money is you're making your money based on taking your book and putting it into different sort of formats that are easy to monetize or expand yourself. So one of the cool parts about the AHA That platform is a AHA book, which takes 8 hours or so to write, or 2 hours if we interview you and ghostwrite it for you. That's a social media enabled ebook. We can also turn that, for those that want to pay for it, we turn that into a PDF and a Kindle, as well as paperback and hardcover. So for somebody who wants a book in that format, that's easy because now you have a whole number of different ways to do it. What I'd also recommend is, in order for people to see you and to really experience you, then start doing some videos. You know, quick, either Facebook Live or just create your own videos and put them on your site. And then in your AHA book, you can reference those videos. And then what you need to do to monetize yourself is, what is your service? Is it a course that you've created that you, once again, hope people get to? Or is it a course that you have a price point associated with and you bundle it into, hey, if you sign up for my mastermind, then you get the course for free. Or if you book me to speak at your event, we'll also give you the course. The thing is, what's important for you as an entrepreneur is to have a series of assets that have a demonstrated financial value to them. And then depending on your client and their situation, some of those assets are bundled into a bigger package of what you're offering those clients. So the answer is okay. Yes, you need to have many different formats for who you are and how you help your clients be more successful.
Yeah, we've got about another minute left. And what I want you to do is, you know, give them a little, tell them how they can get in touch with you.
So best thought, go to ahathat.com, go to ahathat.com/author, start the process. And when you submit your information, if you say I'm on this show, my team will make sure I get back to you. You could also Google Mitchell Levy, and I'll be on the top five, or in the five of the top 10, and connect me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Instagram, Snapchat, and happy to interact with you that way. Particularly, though, if you're interested in writing your AHA book and making that successful, just like I said, let my team know that you heard me on the radio, and I'm happy to make sure I get a little time your way to think about what you're doing and making sure you're successful.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you, and I hope that our listeners have the opportunity to get back in touch with you and they've learned a little bit about what it takes to write a book and how they can take their book and multi-purpose it to generate a real business out of it.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I've just seen the industry change so much, because when speakers started, you had to have a book, and it was all about marketing yourself to associations. Today, every speaker has a website, and every speaker has products, that they're selling and training programs that they're selling, and there is a way to take it and build it into the kind of business that they really want it to be. And thank you for participating and joining me on my radio show today.
My pleasure. Good luck with everything that you do.
Thank you.